Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Woman podcast. I'm Pandora Paloma, life and business coach for women. I'm an author, speaker, mum of one, an all-round miracle and magnetism supporter. It is my mission to create change, to change how women think and feel, see their power and use their feminine force to become magnetic. I help women to live a life in alignment, elevate their mindset, expand their beliefs, and live their vision in life and business. Now for me, magnetism is about being flexible, resilient, in tune with intuition, and really harnessing the power of our mindset and beliefs with aligned action. It's learning to let life flow, not always striving and pushing, but also learning to be open to receiving in new and magical ways. This podcast is a sprinkle of magnetic energy from my corner of the world to yours. Welcome to the podcast. I'm really excited about this new season. I have rebranded, and the first series was always planned to be on the topic of money. And then COVID strikes and makes it even more topical. My thoughts on money, certainly, and life as we know it, is that life isn't actually stopping here, but instead we are creating a new beginning. Our goals and dreams do not have to be put completely on hold. They just perhaps need to take new form or a new path, and that's okay. I think we really need to trust in this and take from it what will carry us through more than anything else, which is gratitude for what we're able to learn and able to expand and explore within ourselves. So why money? Why now? This probably isn't your first curveball with money, but it's probably the most uncertain because there's something going on and happening on a global level, and it can be very triggering to not know what is ahead of us. And you're not alone in your fear, anxieties, frustrations, the feeling that you might explode. We dislike being uncertain. Human beings have a deep-seated desire for certainty and control. That is, the more we control, the more we feel, the more we're capable that we feel about achieving the outcomes that we so desire. And of course, this makes total sense. Control also feels good because it makes us believe that we aren't under somebody else's control. But right now, we're unable to control everything around us. Possibly pockets of it, but now instead, it's a time to surrender to what we can't control and really take some powerful action towards what we can. I hope that this podcast today, it's just me talking, will really help you to identify limiting beliefs and blocks around money and shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance and grow into a smarter money mindset. So let's talk money. Take money out of the equation. Often your issues or challenges around money is never really about the money. It's about your beliefs, how you think and feel about yourself, your self-worth, your self-esteem. And this impacts your relationship to money, yes, but also your relationship to your partners, how you are in your career as a business owner, and also how you are truly able to manifest the life that you desire for yourself. How much money you have and the relationship that you have with money, and also I think the capacity to receive money, is a direct reflection for the amount of love that you have for yourself. And I see this time and time again with clients. The reason clients aren't receiving as much wealth as they desire is because they don't love and value themselves, their time and their energy enough. And they aren't having an intimate relationship with money. So the first thing, if you take one thing away from this podcast today, I want you to think about your relationship with money as the most important intimate relationship that you have. How much do you think about your money? Feel into it, love it, respect it. You want to get deep down and dirty with it. I want you to take money to bed with you and get intimate. Getting practical and intimate means knowing what's coming in, what's going out, getting on top, excuse the pun, of your finances, having those little tabs open and knowing exactly what you're spending and where your money is going and how it's coming in. So this comes down to respect. Respect money and it will respect you right back. The first thing I will always say to clients when it comes to upgrading their money mindset is create a spreadsheet so that you can see your spending habits, what you need each month, what your variable costs are, what your fixed costs are. This puts you in charge and in a space of empowerment around money. It's the first step. Apps like Starling, Monzo, brilliant tools for managing your spending, but a simple spreadsheet will do. Now, remember that money is just energy, pure energy. It's an energetic exchange. Money plays a very powerful role in our lives, whether we think about it or not. For most of us, our day-to-day decisions and actions are centered around money. We're either working to earn it, or we're spending it, investing it, giving it away, worrying about it, obsessing over it, ignoring it, trying to get more of it. We spend a lot of our time and energy on money, and we could be directing this elsewhere in our lives. If we use money to value our time, our talents, our wisdom, our knowledge and services, then it's also a form of energetic exchange. And like all forms of energy, it needs flow. When we see a lack of flow, if there's too much, too little, it will create an imbalance. So money needs balance. We need to balance our needs and our wants, our spending and our saving, the present and the future. This is about homeostasis, and we need this in order to gain stability and control. So money is neither good nor bad. It's merely a tool that we can learn to use well or misuse. And if you know me and you know my work, I feel like I'm forever saying that everything we do, everything in life is a choice. The choice is really ours. So the next step in upgrading our money mindset is to learn about our money blocks. Why is it that we aren't reaching the goal? Or why is it that you don't feel good about money? Why is it that it feels like a sticking point or something that comes from a place of lack in your life? What is it specifically that you struggle with? For many of you, you might not be able to really touch on exactly what it is about money that you feel blocked with. So first, I want you to have a think about how you grew up around money. How did your parents spend money? Did you see them saving? Did you speak about money at the dinner table? There's usually an underlying belief around money, and normally this comes from how we grew up around money. So if you feel that there is a fear, look at the story. What's the story that you believe about money? Money beliefs are ideas, they're thoughts or opinions that have impacted our own money behaviour. So money beliefs tend to be influenced by our parents, our peers, schooling, the media. And studies show that our money beliefs are largely formed by the age of 7. So our beliefs are formed between the ages of 0 and 6, 0 and 7. Our inner critic tends to come in anywhere from the age of sort of 6, 7 to 14. In the words of Mahatma Gandhi, your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny. So everyone has money blocks. I have money blocks, you have money blocks, even the richest people in the world will have money blocks. But what is different from those with £1 million in the bank to those who are constantly striving for the next pound? Well, they are motivated in overcoming their blocks. And I'm sure that this is why you are here today listening to this podcast. So I thought I would take you through the 3 steps that I use with clients to understand and dismantle limiting beliefs. This is something you can use not just with money, but in any area of your life. So first of all, we have to discover the limiting belief and write it down. So by writing it down, this creates awareness and brings it from our unconscious mind to the conscious mind. Then we have to dismantle the belief. Where did it come from? Is it really true? How is this belief holding you back or limiting you from what you want to achieve in your life or your business? And we can add in any new information and evidence here that will help to dispel this belief. And then thirdly, we replace this with a new empowering belief. So this new belief has to be one that you generate yourself and in your own language, so it reflects your world, your values and your desires. So I'll use an example of one that I see time and time again. I'm not good with money. I'm just not good with money. This, by the way, is a bullshit excuse. It's you hiding and not standing in your power. And I can say that wholeheartedly because I carried this belief around me for years. So we dismantled the belief. Can I learn to manage money better? What tools and things can I put in place to help me feel like I'm better with money? Can I seek professional help to better manage my money? And then the empowering belief that we might use here is, I love money and money loves me. I respect money and I use knowledge about money every day. Or I'm open to learning about how I can spend money better, use money better, save money better. Other limiting beliefs that I see the most, some of these may resonate with you, are I'm just not meant to be rich, you know, my family never had money so I won't either, earning money will be hard and I don't want to work that hard, feeling guilty about earning money, people will stop liking you if you earn a lot, or maybe you just say that you want to be happy. Once you know your blocks, you can start thinking about how you are self-sabotaging yourself. For example, when understanding the origins of my own money blocks, it was that making money had to be hard. And that very much came from watching my mum have three jobs, you know, at any given time. She was a single mum of three. But what this meant for me is that I also became the people pleaser. I wasn't very good at delegating because I was constantly expecting that earning money had to be hard. So this became very destructive for me, and it took me a really long time to realise that it was a money block. I was self-sabotaging. I was making earning money hard. So sometimes simply recognising your money block means that you then have the opportunity to overcome it. Some blocks can be a little bit more sticky and a little bit more stubborn, but none of these blocks are your fault, and that in itself can be a block. I can't tell you how many clients have just said, it's just me, I must just be useless. Absolutely not, it's just a block and it can be worked through. So step three that I want to share with you today is sitting in abundance. When you are with or working with a scarcity mindset, you'll find yourself always focusing on never having enough. And so what needs to change? Well, we have to switch from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. And what is that? Well, it's the exact opposite of a scarcity mindset. An abundance mindset brings positivity to the forefront. It encourages you to come from a place where there is always enough and that you are always enough. It allows your mind to be open to all possibilities and encourages you to be open to each one. Once you start opening up and embodying this mindset, you allow your financial life to flow with ease and more powerfully. Focus is key. Remember, what you focus on grows. 80% of the work in upgrading your money mindset is clearing your money blocks, and honestly, awareness is the first step. So, sitting with an abundance mindset starts with gratitude. So why not write a list of all the things that you do have and why you are grateful for them? At the start of COVID-19, I looked at my finances spreadsheet and what I had coming in, what I had going out, and how long I could support myself for. Then I spent an hour writing a gratitude list for everything that I did have. And funnily enough, that week, lo and behold, more money came in. I had a new client and some corporate work booked. Why? Because I chose not to sit in fear. I let myself receive by sitting in a space of abundance. I promise you this shit works. Please do try it for yourself. So remember that fear and gratitude can't coexist. This next mindset hack has been an absolute game changer for my clients, helping them to shift the thoughts that they have in the moment so they can experience more abundance in their day to day. Personally, I found that thoughts of scarcity would come up for me when I was enjoying the freedom and flexibility of the life that I'd created for myself. So when I went back to work after maternity leave, I decided that I only wanted to work a four-day week. And I noticed on that Friday that I would slip into a scarcity mindset. I would worry that my clients would all of a sudden dry up overnight, or that months from now, I wish I'd have used that time for marketing efforts or, you know, extracurricular activities. In that moment, and instances, I would shift my thoughts towards gratitude instead. So instead of thinking, I'm going to lose clients because I'm not working 5 days a week, I would choose to think and say, I'm so grateful that my business doesn't require me to work the standard 9-to-5 and that I have flexibility in my schedule. Or I would say, I'm so grateful that I use my time efficiently this week so that I can take today off. The point is that it's hard for fear and gratitude to coexist. That fear that the money will dry up or that there will never be enough can be shifted to gratitude that you're able to invest in things that are aligned with your values, or gratitude that your basic needs have always been provided for. I bet you know which one of these thoughts is going to feel more aligned and more empowering. You know, it's really about you creating more of what you want in your life and business. So make gratitude your attitude and come from a place of abundance and not scarcity. Next up with upgrading your money mindset is learning to receive. And this isn't always about stuff. I'm going to come on to emotional spending in a moment, but maybe it's about investing in someone to support you with the house to allow more time for your business. Maybe it's about you actually creating more space for you to step into the person that you need to be for your business or in your relationship or in your career. Maybe it's about learning something, investing in yourself, or having extra time for self-care. It could be about getting a VA or, you know, someone to support you on your finances. Learning to receive is really about knowing what you need in any given time and allowing it, versus sitting in perhaps the victim mode, which is, I've never got enough time, or it's me that always has to do everything. Now, right now, we also need to be aware if we are emotionally spending. What is happening in your life that you are feeling emotional about? And of course, at the moment, we're going through lockdown, emotions are coming up, and they might feel overwhelming. But how often do you use spending as a way to make you feel better? This was me for many years, spending money that I didn't have to make me feel better. And I've noticed a pattern in a few conversations that I've had with women over the last couple of weeks that they've gone back into that emotional spending. When life doesn't go to plan, we can feel powerless. And we often use money to make us feel that power. Remember that money represents power, so this isn't surprising. But instead, try to tap into what is behind these emotions and what does the spending represent. What could you do instead that will actually make you feel better about where your life is right now? Can you swap emotionally spending for becoming emotionally empowered? And by that I mean really tuning into your emotions and what you really need to feed. Lastly, to mastering your mindset with money, remember that money talks. Be careful with how you speak about money. If you're someone who always says, I'll never be able to afford that, I can't spend this money, oh, really negative words. It comes from a place of lack. It comes from a place of scarcity. Remember, we want to try and work to thinking, feeling, talking about money from a place of abundance. I noticed how often I was really negative about money and came from this place of scarcity. And it helped me notice my money blocks. As I got to know my money blocks, I realized how negatively I was talking, and it was having a terrible effect on my finances. What I was thinking and saying was affecting what was actually shaping in my life, which was lack. So instead of coming from a place of lack, I simply started to rework how I was talking about money. For example, lack would be, I can't afford it. But abundance might be, I'm not spending my money on things like that right now. I'm choosing to spend my money differently. Lack, I shouldn't spend money on this. Abundance, I can spend money on myself when I know I've been good at putting it aside. To put it simply, when you're coming from a place of not enough, you're coming from that place of lack, and it only calls in more of the same. What you focus on expands. You have to be and feel the vision, my friends. If you think and act like you're broke, you're more likely to be broke. If you act like you're already wealthy, it tricks the mind into thinking you have more money and it will attract money to you. Remember the basic rule in law of attraction is that like attracts like. So this doesn't mean that you should overspend and buy expensive things that you can't actually afford, because of course that's going to cause a financial disaster. However, it does mean you can treat yourself from time to time. Plan for the trips that you want to make. make wish lists of your dream decor or things that you would like to purchase. But also remember that upgrading your money mindset isn't just about how we spend, but how we want to think and feel about money. For me, I put around 5% of my salary aside, and that's literally for things that help keep me topped up. Reflexology, yoga, massage, clothes. I don't need to overspend. I buy most things secondhand. But if there's anything ever left, then I pop that in a pot towards things that I might want to invest in. So it could be a holiday or it could be a new coach, for example. This also means that if there's a month I make slightly less than my goal, because come on, we're all human, then I know that I have that buffer to still be able to do things for myself. One thing I have learned, certainly from being in lockdown and not getting support from the government financially, is that having that 3 to 6 month pot of money in the bank has been my saviour. And it's really made me, encourage me to want to talk to you guys about money even more and how you are investing in your money in order to invest in yourself. This is how we stand in our power of our money. And I promise you that if you start using some of the tips, that you will A, feel better about money, B, start to truly step into your power with money, and C, work out ways to make more money or certainly be better with money. Use this as an opportunity to think creatively, be active with your spending, and be excited by it. This isn't a time for us to come from a place of fear. It's about turning that fear into love and power, and be excited by the opportunities that we will have moving forwards. For me, it's really highlighted where I've been spending money that I actually really don't enjoy spending it. And had I have saved that money, I probably could have done more things that I really wanted to do. And for me, that's traveling back and forth to London, you know, everything that comes that is involved with those costs. So eating out, coffees, train fares. So actually looking at that portion of money that I spent every month, I certainly for the future want to be using that money differently. The series theme for this podcast over the next month is money. And I have incredible guests from Fleur Emery, who shares her expertise on money and business, different routes to revenue. I've got the lovely Lisa Conway Hughes, aka Miss Lolly, who is a financial advisor and money coach. So expect lots of insight into the practicalities of money. There is a lot more on upgrading your money mindset, and we'll end with some really wonderful manifesting magic from money coach Jen McFarlane. This series is sponsored by my own Magnetic Money course. So if you want to go deeper with your money mindset, overcome your limiting beliefs and blocks around money, step into your power, and really master your relationship with money to live a more abundant, filled life, head to the link in the show notes and let's dance to the sound of money together. Wealth is more than money. Real wealth is when we have an abundance of anything we truly value in life. And importantly, we get to define or personally define what makes us feel wealthy. And that is what I'm so excited to be sharing with you in this podcast and the work that I offer. Thank you so much for listening. And if you love this podcast, please do share with your friends or leave a review. And do subscribe to receive next week's podcast notification. Sending you lots of love, my friends. Thank you for tuning in.